The Mishnah, beginning of Perakol HaKelim, teaches us the halacha of a kli shemalach del iser. That the halacha is that a kli shemalach del iser is muksa. However, as is clear in the Gemara, in the sugis that we learn in this Gemara, in this Perak, that although a kli shemalach del iser is muksa, it may be moved letzarech gufay umekaymai. And in the series of shurim that we will now be learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will attempt Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss this halacha of a kli shemalach del iser, which the Mishnah discusses at the beginning here, Perakol HaKelim, and is also mentioned in Simen Shin Ches Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch paskins the halacha of a kli shemalach del iser, and the Shulchan Aruch says kli shemalach del iser mutal tataloi, one may move a kli shemalach del iser bein letzar gufay if the keli itself is needed, kigon kurnish or zahavim on the fachim, if you need the hammer of a goldsmith or a blacksmith, liftzoi by a goizim, to use them to crack nuts, kardum lachtich by the velo, a saw to cut figs. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, bein letzarech bekaimai, they may be moved letzarech lekaimai, the hainu tzarech lishtamish b'mokim shakeli munach sham. You need to use the spot where the keli is, umutal lanita misham lanicha beizem mokim shiurtza. And the Shulchan Aruch teaches us another important rule, which we will discuss, that once we are picking up the keli shemalach del iser letzarech gufay mekaymai, we need not drop it immediately where we pick it up, but we could carry it to wherever we want. But then concludes the Shulchan Aruch, av mecham letzel, if we're only moving this keli shemalach del iser from the sun to the shade, that means it shouldn't get ruined. So we're moving it for the benefit of the keli muksa, then it only needed to be moved. We're concerned that it's going to get broken or stolen, or that it may not be moved. And the Rishonim debate, why is the halacha that a keli shemalach del iser is muksa? The Rambam, and we mentioned this Rambam in the previous year, the Rambam Perichov Dalar of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Gimel, said that all of Muksa is because Chazal were concerned that a person, if he's going to use these Kalim, will come to be Mechal Shabbos. And if, as we explained in our previous year, this concern exists by Keli Shemlach de Laheter, all the more so it's so by Keli Shemalach the Lisser. And that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Ravid, as we also explained in our previous year, is of the opinion that Keli Shemalach the Lisser is in the general category of Muksa, that Chazal learned in the times of Nehemiah ben Hakalia felt that Chilul Shabbos, there was a problem of Vaitzah, there was a problem of carrying, and that's why Chazal made the Gzeir of Muksa. And as we explained in that shir, and we said it was actually the opinion, it seems, of Taisfus as well, the Gzeir of Muksa is a Gzeir because of Vaitzah, and it was sent on certain Kalim, and on other Kalim, it wasn't sent. So now, let's think about it. It turns out, perhaps, and I saw that the Shaul Sechuvas Oz Nidbro also takes this approach, that according to the Rambam, when we're moving a keli, letzarech gufay u'mekaymai, even if it's a keli shemalach del iser, it's mutter to be moved. Because Chazal were concerned that I'm going to use the keli for dover aser. But if I'm moving it, let's say, that concern doesn't exist. According to the Ravid, the Chazal wanted us, however, to stay away from Kalim. It could be that even by Kalish Shemalach the Lisl Tzar Kufay Mekaymai, unless we really need to, we shouldn't move it. And this will be important in understanding a psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that even though our Gemara is paskining that Letzarech Gufay Mekaymai a Keli may be moved, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if I have no other option. If, however, I have an option, I shouldn't move it Letzarech, even Letzarech Gufay Mekaymai. And the truth of the matter is, this issue is very much discussed by the Rishonim and Achronim in analyzing our Gemara. Because if we look at the Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Beis that we quoted at the beginning of our shiur, and we look at the Mishnah has a very long list of different kalim that are kalim shemalach the lesser, but have a purpose that they may be moved. Nightladim karnis leftzai baya goizim, etc., etc. And the Mefarshim, and the one that's quoted the most regarding this issue, are the Hagos of Rebbe Lezer Mordechai Horovitz in the back of the Gemara Sundaf, Kuf Chof Tal Raman Aleph, Devarim Maskel Ba'ahu, in which the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Yud Beis quotes his opinion, mentions him in the Sharet Siyan. If we look at Rashi, he says, Rashi keeps on referring to a situation, in every case almost, why I would have to pick up the Keli. And the Mefarshim asks, why does Rashi go into every one of these cases? Like, example, Rashi says, by the Devela, Ma'acha she'osu igul ava, you made this heavy cake, it's very thick, the koshik gvina, it's very hard, the tzor kardim lachtoi, and I need a saw to cut it. Why does Rashi have to give me a whole story? So these Mefarshim explain, because what Rashi is teaching us is that I'm not allowed to just move a keli shemalach the lisser. Even if it's tzarech legufoy, that doesn't mean I'm allowed to move it. So Rashi comes and tells us, you know why I'm moving this kardim? You know why I'm moving the saw? Because I had no choice. I had to move the saw. It was impossible to cut the cheese and to cut the figs any other way. The Mefarshim make the same diuk on the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi speaks about the machat shel yad, the machat shel sekoyim, liftach bayis adelis. And Rashi says, liftach bayis adelis, mish oved maftechai. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi have to tell me that somebody lost the key? And what's the difference if he lost the key or he didn't lose the key? Why he needs this to open up the door? So the Mefarshim explained, because Rashi is teaching us, you can't just use this to open the door. You know when you can use it? When you have no choice. Mish'oved maftechoy. Somebody lost his key. And because he had lost his key and he has no other option, that's when Rashi tells us, okay, so you're not going to have any other option. That's why Rashi says you could use this Keli Shemalach Delisser. But otherwise, don't use the Keli Shemalach Delisser if you have an option. The place that Rebbe Lezer Moshe Horovitz himself says it is in the case that we learned later in the Perek, in the Daf Kuf Chof Gimel, the case regarding the Maklois, where the Gemara said that if Erev Pesach comes out during the week, the halach is that you can use poles. They used to use poles to skin the animal. But if it came out on Shabbos and it's difficult to use poles, so what they did was the poles are muksa, so they put their hands one on top of the other And that's how they were able to move the pole. And the question is, why did the Gemara, if it's a, such a situation that they have to move the poles, so why does the Gemara, that they have to skin the animal, so they should use the poles? The answer is because we want to avoid using the poles unless we have to. And therefore, the Gemara says that a klish malachta, therefore, if you could skin the animal without using the poles, that's the best way to skin the animal. Avoid using a klish malachta lissum. And again, what is the machlokes? It seems that the way to learn the machlokes is the way we're learning. If we're saying, like the Rambam, that the vart is that somebody's maksadas, we don't want to use this keli. So if we don't want to use this keli, that's because it's used for isser. In a case where it's going to be used for heter, we're allowed to move it. But the other opinion holds that no, the Ravid's opinion is a keli that's muksa, we want to avoid using as much as possible. And therefore, in a situation where I don't have to use it, I shouldn't use it. And therefore, the halach is that a keli shemalach del iser should not be moved unless it's absolutely necessary. So as I said, this is an issue, as we're showing, that the Rishonim already debate, and certainly it's a machloikas achroinim. The Sefer Tois for Shabbos brings a raya from a halacha that's learned later in Simen Shin Ches Sif Tezayin that seems to indicate that the Shulchan Aruch maybe would be lenient. Because the Shulchan Aruch there in Simen Tezayin discusses a situation of Cholot Shekaf Soy Soy, somebody laundered a shirt, the Tachvay Konal Yavshoy, Yachal Shantam Alakona. So the question is, should you take the shirt off the stick or the stick off the shirt? Avleikach akonim etoich asa lefi she'enoi keli. Vim tachvay by kli mutl litl metoichoi afilo malachta l'isra. He says, if it's really attached, you could take it off. So the Shulchan Aruch saying, you could take it off either way. But if the halacha is that we're always supposed to try to avoid touching a kli shemalachta lisser, so the halacha ought to be that we shouldn't be allowed to take it off. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch says that you could take it off either way is clearly an indication that once you're allowed to move a kli shemalachta lisser, letzarech gufoy, says the Tosfos Shabbos, you could always move it. But as I said, the Mishnah Brura and other poskim very much disagree. And their opinion is that a keli shemalach del iser should not be moved unless it's absolutely necessary. A similar question comes up. If you have a keli shemalach del iser, why would be the halacha? How far, according to the Mishnah Brura, do you have to look for the keli shemalach del heter to avoid touching the keli shemalach del iser? So it's interesting to point out that I saw there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe regarding the shaila. Rav Moshe in Ora Chaim Chelek Hei Simen Chaf Aleph Ois Yudbeis says that even according to the Mishnah Brura, that if you have a keli heter, you shouldn't use a keli iser, doesn't mean that you have to go to incredible lengths to get the keli heter. That means, let's say you don't have a keli heter to do this with, but your neighbor does. He says that you're not obligated to go to your neighbor to borrow a keli shel heter in order to be able to avoid using a keli shel iser. Only in a situation where you don't have it, only when it's easily available, says Rav Moshe, do you have to get a keli heter. Otherwise, you don't have to. There are other paiskim, as I said, that disagree with the Mishnah Brura. The Shalos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chof, takes a more lenient approach. Furthermore, the Paiskim discuss, according to the Mishnah Brura, that takes this more stringent approach, what would be the halacha if you, what would be the halacha if it, doing it with a keli shel heter involves more tircha? Would you have to do it with a keli shel heter, or may you use a keli shel iser? The sefer Tetule Shabbos, following this psak of Ramosha, says that just like Ramosha says, you don't need to borrow a keli shel heter to avoid using a keli shel iser. He says, so too will Ramosha hold that you don't have to be matriach yourself. You don't have to go out of your way to use a keli shel heter if it's easier to use a keli shel iser. Similarly, another shaila comes up as follows. As we've been learning, and we will discuss this halacha more in our shiurim, the halacha is that a keli shemalach del iser may be moved letzarech mekaymai. So what would be the halacha, discuss the paiskim, where I know on Shabbos I will have to need the place where I have the keli shemalach del iser? Am I obligated to try to take it away before Shabbos, or am I not obligated? And very much, it's the same shaila. If we hold, that, like the Mishnah Brura, that we're supposed to avoid moving a keli shemalach d'iser, seems to be the opinion of the Ravid, as we said, then one should before Shabbos move that keli shemalach d'iser if he knows that he's going to need that space. If, on the other hand, we hold, like the Tosfos Shabbos and the other Paiskim, which we said is the opinion of the Ravid, that when it's Letzarech Mekaymai, it's not considered Muksa at all, then the halacha would be that we're allowed to move it. Then we don't have to move it before Shabbos. We L'chatechila may move it on Shabbos.